fun here. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. So do head over there and enjoy those on us. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
So, wow. Today, big day here in our little Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this radio program every single night during the week. Someone was murdered in Keene, and Keene's a relatively small place. It's a large town, a small city. It's about 25,000 population. So in a small place like that, you generally don't get too much violent crime. And
it's definitely a shock when something like that happens in a town, a city like this.
Right.
Don't expect it.
It's a community that, you know, it's so small, you see the same people over and over again when you're out shopping or walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so when something like this happens, I mean, if you're in the big city, some people have been so acclimated to violent crime that, you know, they'll step over a body on the way to work and not think anything of it. They'll figure, well, someone else will take care of that. I mean, that's, I don't know if you've seen the video, like they have these little surveillance video things that they've done in big cities of people, you know, clutching themselves in pain right on the steps of some massive behemoth of a building in a city and just watching as people just walk by.
That's mind blowing.
Yeah.
I don't know how someone's empathy cannot respond to that.
They just have to be so turned off. They just have to be so disconnected in order to do that. And so anyway, people here aren't like that. You know, something happens to somebody, you know that. There's a good chance you know that person. Or you know somebody who knows someone. You know somebody who knows that person.
Yeah, the degrees of separation are not very big.
Very, very small here. And so somebody was murdered late last night, as I understand it, a young man, 17 years old. And it was, as I predicted, it was as a result of the war on drugs. Now, of course, it was a result of people getting violent. It was a result of a heat of the moment, a situation, a deal gone bad in the black market. But certainly, it didn't have to go to violence. But that's the way things go in the black market. And, of course, I'm being excoriated by the trolls over at freekeen.com because, well, you're being insensitive. How dare you use this as a tool to push your crazy agenda? For instance, is what one of them said. So is it crazy?
What's crazy about wanting that to stop and not wanting it to happen to anyone else?
Yeah. This, you know, his mother would be offended if she saw this. Really, I would think that his mom or anybody that knew him, and I bet I met a bunch of his friends today at a memorial for him, but I would think that those people would want this to not happen in the future. You know, maybe I'm just going out on a limb there. I would think that folks would see this and say, oh, my God, this
is
horrible.
It is often a tragedy like this that inspires people to change things.
Absolutely.
Like memorials often inspire programs or something in the name of the person who died to try to change it so that it doesn't keep happening.
Absolutely. You look at something like this and the way it strikes this, you know, a community, any community, because even in bigger cities there are still neighborhoods where people know each other. But you look at the way this this strikes a community, and you look at this and you say, well, what can we do? Why did this happen? And the answer is more than just, well, somebody got ripped off in a drug deal. I mean, that is the answer, and that's the direct
story. That's
the
short answer.
Right. But that's not looking at the roots of why that happened in the first place. And to not want to look at that or to turn away from it and say, you guys are, you're just troublemakers. Go away. Stop talking about these opinions.
That's someone else that's using the tragedy for their political motivations. You know, if they don't like your politics, then they can try and demonize you because you cared about this and tried to do something positive.
Yeah. And I did actually go out to a 420 celebration today, which these were young people. I mean, we're talking about a 17-year-old was the victim, a 19-year-old the alleged person who committed this. I mean, obviously the details are sketchy here, so we don't know everything. I just know what I've heard from people, and from what I've heard, this wasn't somebody who stepped into a fight. This was somebody who was owed some money And I'm not saying it was right what he did. I don't know what he did. I wasn't there. I don't know who threw the first punch. I don't know any of that stuff. But I do know that one of them ended up with knife wounds, apparently to the liver and the heart. And one of them died. And so now a mother out there is less one child. And friends are out, you know, a best friend. So 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. I think it's absolutely appropriate to talk about why this happened, why it is that two people would have entered into this agreement and this situation in the first place. And for somebody to look at this, as one of the trolls did over at FreeKeen.com, and say, well, even in legal drug world, this could still have happened. Well, not very likely. How often does somebody get killed over a case of beer?
Yeah, no, it isn't very likely at all.
And right. You're talking about $100 worth of coke.
This is the result of the black market of transactions being pushed into the underground because they can't take place out in the open for fear of things that would happen if they did. And so you have this underground market that where the prices are driven up, where the competition for these really there's so much money to be made in this underground that it really does, it leads to some, you know, and it attracts shady characters because of that. And there's so much money to be made that sort of environment leads to all kinds of turf wars and things like that over that.
Dale, you know what? You just can't empathize.
I think that that's exactly what we're trying to do. I think that's exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, what's the use of empathy?
The trolls,
yeah,
said.
I hear you. I know exactly.
They're like the worst talk radio callers.
Yeah,
because they're completely anonymous.
It's incredibly hypocritical because there's a political tactic to attacking you for basically addressing what's going on here and actually trying to do something about it, and to say that that you're using this for your political goals when that's exactly what they're doing. They're demonizing you because of your approach to this. But the reality is that what's the use of empathy if it doesn't inspire you to try and prevent something like this from happening again in the future?
Right, because I can empathize with.
I mean, we can't bring him
next.
Back. We can't bring him back, but can we try to keep it from happening again?
Absolutely. What can be done toward that end? Because at this point, the war on drugs isn't scheduled to end anytime soon. Nobody has proposed an end to the war on drugs. Sure, a lot of compassionate, empathetic people have proposed, say, medical marijuana. Medical marijuana has done fairly well in a number of states across the country. But there hasn't really been any significant reform that I know of, please correct me if I'm wrong, on the issue of cocaine. Now, I'm not a fan of cocaine.
I'm not either. It kind of scares me. I don't like it. But I don't see the solution to that as this violent drug war.
Right.
Someone who's got a cocaine problem, I wish we'd start treating that as like a medical problem.
And, yeah, it's a personal issue.
A personal issue that your family might intervene. I'd rather families intervene than
people who
than
care.
Police or a charitable organization that's actually trying to help, as opposed to a violent organization that's going to push all this into the dark corners and into the underground.
Right. And another point about dark corners and underground when it comes to cocaine and other hard drugs is a lot of people who have a problem with cocaine, and I'm not going to say either of these people did, I don't know them, but a lot of people who have a problem with cocaine, they'll do desperate things because of the expensive price.
Or any like expensive with expensive and potentially very addictive drug. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the same. It, whether it's cocaine or meth or something that's very addictive, that tends to cause addictive problems. And you have someone, the things that it can.
Is it insensitive to talk about this? 1-800. I mean, do you really believe that? 1-800-259.
No, they just don't like your politics.
I'm calling out the trolls because they love to hide behind their keyboards over at FreeKeen.com, local newspaper. And, you guys, you've got nothing. 800-259-9231. The only way to stop this stuff from happening in the future is to stop the aggression of people calling themselves a state. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
And you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Dale's with us thanks to FlamingFreedom.com. That's his radio program, Prometheus Unchained. FlamingFreedom.com is where you can go to download archives and such. regarding your LGBT-oriented, liberty-friendly talk show.
Liberty, yeah, liberty perspective on LGBT issues.
It's good stuff. I enjoy listening every time I do. So
thank you.
Flaming Freedom.
And I enjoy doing it. It's a blast.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about something that's not a blast, and that is murder.
And on that subject, the trolls that are calling you, to claiming you have no empathy. How many of them were at the memorial with him, with the friends of?
That's a good question. I want to talk about that here in a moment. We'll talk about the memorial, and of course, 800-259-9231 is the number. Maybe you want to talk about the war on drugs and how it's touched your life. And usually when it touches someone's life, it's in a very, very nasty fashion. 1-800-259-9231. Also, want to make sure you know about the Bitcoin, because the U.S. dollar is devaluing, and you can see it happening every day. You know a currency is going to take over at some point, and wouldn't you like to be in at the ground floor? Bitcoins are decentralized, anonymous internet currency that are free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. I am a bit of a fan of the Bitcoin, in fact, quite a fan. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems to be increasing over time. So find out more at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. Now then, to bring you up to speed, today in our little Keene, New Hampshire, there was, or early this morning, there was a stabbing. And unfortunately, that resulted in someone dying at a hospital later of wounds to the liver and the heart. 17-year-old victim, alleged 19-year-old perpetrator. Allegedly also about a drug deal gone bad, essentially. Now, I've kind of been trying to work out the details on exactly, you know, who sold what to who and who owed money to who, but that doesn't really matter in the scheme of things. If you want to know more about that, you can go to freekeen.com. But that the details don't matter. It was a horrible thing that didn't have to happen. One, because people don't have to use violence to solve their problems, but otherwise, I understand why people do. I understand why people get upset when somebody owes them money and they, you know, they allegedly won't pay it back, etc. But I also understand that that situation likely would never have occurred if we were to end prohibition. And anyone who looks at that in balks is someone who's not paying attention to history. They're not looking.
Look at the history of alcohol prohibition. It comes up all the time. I don't know how people don't. It's so blatantly obvious. If you look at all the violence that was tied to that, that ended, that just cold ended with the end of alcohol prohibition, and until new prohibitions kicked in to refuel that whole dark, violent era.
Yeah, when will it end? Because until it does end, wherever you are, you don't have to be in Keene, New Hampshire. Wherever you are at risk. Doesn't matter whether you are involved in the drug trade or not. You are at risk. Your family is at risk. Your friends are at risk. Because people who are desperate to buy drugs will do crazy, desperate things. They'll steal from their own grandmother. They'll feel bad about it, maybe, but they're going to do it because the drugs are more important. And if you haven't seen this happening, then I'm sorry. You don't understand what's going on. You talk to talk to any cop. Next time there's a burglary nearby you, and ask him, you know, if they happen to catch the guy. Ask him.
Something that doesn't on its face appear to be drug-related.
Right, just ask him. What started this? Why? Did you ask the guy why this happened? Oh, yeah, it's drugs. Oh, you mean illegal drugs. You mean the drugs that are prohibited, or the gray market ones like pills that are prescription, because this stuff happens
those,
for pills,
those
too.
Those end up in the black market.
Right.
Because without, you know, if you, prescription drugs can end up being very valuable to people who can't get the prescription for them and just want them maybe for recreational use.
Some of those prescription pills go for upwards of $20 a pop on the marketplace, on the black market.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that too is a type of drug war that the cost of medication is drastically driven up by the fact that you need a prescription for some of these things. There's that whole that's really a market that's protected by that sort of sheltered market, and that is protected by the people that have the monopoly on it. You know, the medical industry, the pharmacological mm-hmm. companies, the doctors, all that. That's sheltered for those people make a killing on it, and those medical expenses are driven up drastically by that drug war. So it's all part of the drug war.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And so, again, your thoughts are welcome. 800-259.
All statism driven. Oh, sorry.
No worries.
The phone number, 259-9231.
It is statism driven. You know, the desire to control others, this is how it manifests. You want to tell people what they can do with their life? You want to tell them what things they can put in their body? They're going to do it anyway. And when they do it anyway, they're, you know, when they slip through the cracks, so to speak, when they when you're they're slipping through the force that you're trying to apply on them, that it really manifests in some nasty ways because people react to force in different ways, and some of them react violently over time. I'm not talking about directly to the cops, but the cops were being violent today as well, threatening at one point to pepper spray everybody in a park who had gathered for a memorial.
Well, that's,
and I was
that's
actually,
not much empathy.
Yeah, and I'm not sure speculating on that one, because I was there to hear the threat. I was there. There was a group of folks, maybe 50 strong, maybe more than 50, a large group of folks who knew the victim in this case, the alleged perpetrator was being arraigned in the court nearby, and they had gathered in the park outside, you know, in a show of remembrance, and it was a memorial thing. There was a bit of a, I guess, scuffle between two participants. Obviously, emotions are running high. You're dealing with younger people here, and it's a difficult situation for folks. So something, a little bit of something broke out. The cops showed up in force. It wasn't a big deal. People handled it. They'd stopped. I mean, it wasn't like I walked up on a street brawl or something like that. It was pretty much over by the time I walked up. But the police roll up on the scene with all of the force they could muster in that moment. They had the sheriffs out, they had the stateies out, they had all the Keene cops out, and they roll up with these canisters of pepper spray, threaten everybody in the park, if you don't leave in 3 seconds, you'll be sprayed. That's what I heard today.
Lovely. What was the for? What was their...
Now, well, because aggression solves problems, see?
Well, and I just wonder their justification process, because I'm sure they're claiming that that was a lawful order, but for that to be a lawful order, to order someone to leave a public place, there has to be suspicion, reasonable suspicion that they're about to commit a crime.
Mm. Well,
what claim? I wonder what
they
claim.
They got nothing. All they have is they're investigating a crime. That's all they have. Which, of course, if you want to investigate the crime, maybe actually talking to the people that were there.
Yeah, not having them scatter. You're not trying to investigate a crime if you tell everyone to leave. Everyone that might be involved or who might have witnessed anything.
Right. These are people who are mostly younger, and they're of the kind of the mindset that maybe the police aren't the most helpful of individuals. What did you just make yourself look like to them? You know, you could have come in there and actually attempted to do the right thing and just investigate the claims, you know, and find out about who was fighting who and what started it. Get different perspectives on the... No, you come in there and clear the park with pepper spray. Luckily, people were obedient and they didn't open up their pepper spray on anybody. But nonetheless, the threat was still there. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Can you relate to this? It's Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there free. Not because I can empathize with what it's like to have to pay for a crappy talk show website, but because, well, I can empathize with you. It sucks going on talk show websites and having to pay a bunch of money to get all their archives. So you can go and get it free over at freetalklive.com and enjoy it. So we've got that and a bunch of other features there, all there. freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know about Vapor Smiths, if you're a cigarette smoker, that is. Those things are going to kill you someday, likely. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? Well, you should, because they are a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. And here's a great offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker, maybe that's you, will save $120 per month. Some people smoke two packs a day. That's a lot of money. So you could start
having a lot of health problems.
Mm-hmm. Feeling better and smelling better. And what more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR. That's 855-2-GET-VAPOR or Vaporsmiths.com. So 800-259-9231 is our number here. We're talking about something that doesn't happen around these parts too often. Maybe it's that way around where you live as well, unless you're in urban areas, and we've got listeners all over the country. But we're talking about murder. And whether you live in a big urban zone or the smallest of towns, you still have people that live near you that you probably know to some extent or another. And it hurts when this stuff happens. It's difficult to handle. But should people stay quiet about their opinion because of some naysayers out there? Should people who have an idea about how to prevent murder in the future by, say, ending the war on drugs and therefore destroying, you know, all, like 80% of the violence in society, ending the war on drugs, is it bad and sensitive to put that information out there? Should somebody wait? Is there a certain number of weeks one should wait before one can make a comment? It's like the people that say there's a problem with joking, say, about, like, you know, Amy Winehouse. There's something wrong, as though there's something wrong with trying to find levity.
Saying it's too soon.
Right. Like there's something wrong with trying to find levity in a situation, with trying to look on the bright side and not be completely down in the dumps.
I can understand that. But, you know, we're obviously not this is not a joke, obviously.
No.
This is,
nobody's made a joke on this show.
We're, you know, literally trying to empathize with this person, the people who care about him, and actually try to, you know, address why it happened and how it could be prevented again.
Right, but I don't get upset about people who tell jokes after something.
I don't,
even though we're not
either,
joking.
I
don't get upset because,
yeah,
I think that some people, that's how they cope.
Yeah.
You know, they want to cover up whatever it is they're feeling by laughing. And there's, I don't, yeah, think there's anything inherently wrong with that, but I see why people are upset.
Sometimes it's people who aren't close to, I didn't even know who Amy Winehouse was.
Yeah.
So I don't feel that closeness. But, you know, I would avoid making jokes. I mean, it would be easy for me to joke about it because I don't know her personally and stuff. But I would probably avoid that just because out of sensitivity to people who are close to her.
That said, if you'd like to tell some Amy Winehouse jokes, 800-259-9231. So today I went to this memorial, and it was a memorial 420, as the individual in question who was killed today, he had gone to these. You know, we've talked about the 420s a lot on Free Talk Live. It's kind of something that is unique to Keene, New Hampshire, where back in 2009, some liberty-loving folks and a bunch of people that live in the town here got together on Central Square, right in the heart of downtown, and commenced to smoke in some cannabis. And the police commenced to make some arrests. And the people went out to the police department, and they smoked out in the police station lobby. And I'm really truncating the story here for you. There's a lot of background.
There were several events that basically led to the point where now 420s happen all the time in Central Square, and it's a safe place.
Yes.
It's a safe place to actually, you know.
These are some of the people, though, the folks that were out there today. Some of them are some of the hardcores that have been there for a long time doing the 420. This is their culture. This is the culture, you know, it's a young person's culture. And I can't claim to be in it, right? Like, I'm familiar with pot. I smoked pot for a long time, but I can't really claim to be part of their culture. I'm not even part of their generation. I'm on the outs, you know, the outskirts of it. I'm born in, you know, the early 80s, which means that I'm kind of on the end of one generation, the beginning of another generation, because somebody arbitrarily decides when generations begin and end. And anyway, so what I'm saying is, to some extent, I don't know a lot of these people, right? I've met them here and there, and one of the young ladies that I do know is actually inside the courthouse, Kate, who's one of our bloggers over at freekeen.com. She was in the courthouse because they were having the arraignment for the alleged stabber, and so I was outside, and, you know, I've got my two-way radio on me because you never know what's going to happen out there. It's one of the tools that a lot of the activists use around here. And so I guess I was creeping out some of the kids, you know, like there's this guy that was standing there. He's got a two-way radio. He's standing kind of looking around at everything. And so eventually ended up kind of connecting with some of them, and, you know, they realized that I wasn't a cop at that point. One of them was like, "Hey, I've seen you on Cop Block." And he's like, yeah, I'm a cop blocker. And so that went pretty well. But inevitably, you know, in any group of people, there are going to be some detractors. And when I spoke to the police about their role in this, because, they came into the park and they threatened everybody with pepper spray if they didn't leave. As I was leaving the park, I had a few words with one of the cops about how, you know, this blood to some extent is on their hands, and that it's because of their enforcing of prohibition that you know, things like this happen. And there was maybe, you know, two or three people that voiced displeasure at me voicing those opinions, you know, as though somehow I was attacking, you know, his memory, or that, you know, how dare I even be there because I didn't know him. And it's true, I didn't know him, but I am in a, you know, I am in a public place, and it's okay for me to empathize with this situation and to come out and show my support. So that's what I was doing. And I think most people were understanding, because eventually the cops cleared out of the park. We went back over in there, and I stayed and hung out quite a while.
It's key to point out here that a lot of his friends would completely sympathize with you on trying to end prohibition.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely. I know for a fact
they
would.
These are close friends of his, and who better to speak on your behalf than to in support of your message than his friends, you know, people who are close to him.
And there are some of them there who know me better than others, and I think that they certainly know Kate, who's, again, in their age range, and they certainly know her, and they know some of the other folks that people know people around here. And you're right, they do understand. When presented with the ideas of freedom, they understand. But, of course, this is not a time for presenting them with the ideas of, you know, of anything, because a lot of people are very upset and emotional. So, I mean, I wasn't there passing out leaflets or anything like that, but I was pretty upset about the police threatening to pepper spray everybody, and so I let let fly with a few words.
At a memorial, no less. That is insensitive right there.
Of course, the other side of the...
Well, right? But that doesn't surprise me, because when the man burned himself, which wasn't that long ago, on the steps of the courthouse, the Superior Courthouse in Keene, we put flowers down there. The edge of the curb, out of the way of anyone walking up to the door and everything, and they were immediately confiscated the moment we stepped away. And we tried to ask, you know, we were told the sheriff did it. We went tried to go to the sheriff's office and say, you know, what is wrong with you? Are you just cold inside? Are you dead inside? Are you he starts quoting rules and things. I'm like, a man died here. And it was a memorial. You know, there's no statement being made there other than someone died and this is, you know, let's just not immediately forget this person. But that seemed to be, like there was this desire to sweep it. You know,
that's
painted
what they
it.
Want.
They painted over, they swept it. It's like they wanted to sweep the dust under the rug as quickly
Absolutely.
As possible and forget about him as quickly as possible.
Thou shalt
not
question.
This is a real person.
Yeah. That was exactly right. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've experienced something like this. Maybe you know what it's like to have somebody who has been in the world of the cocaine trade or addicted to cocaine. I kind of like to talk about addiction here in a little bit if we get a chance as well. At 800-259-9231, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Staples CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there free. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us over at Amazon by entering Amazon through our affiliate link over at shop.freetalklive.com. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll be presented with different links for different countries. You click into the appropriate one for you and get your shopping taken care of. It's the same Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our portal so they know to send us a portion of the sale. So start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. We go to Brian in New Hampshire on the Amp Lines. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys, you were talking about this guy who burned himself, immolated, on the front of the court steps, about a month ago, a month and a half, maybe?
Yeah, a man set himself on fire in frustration, ultimate frustration of the apex of it, if you will, when he had been spending a decade of his life trying to see his kids in a completely just horrific justice, so-called justice system, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a sad, sad story. I mean, it started with some, you know, kind of maybe inappropriate act, but then just kind of snowballed from there to the point where the guys, you know, doused himself with gas. And so then, you know, of course, their first reaction is to clean it up. Not only clean it up, but they can't clean the stains off. They paint the stains. And then you guys found out a little later that they didn't paint the stains on the face of the steps or something like that, and you can still see a little bit of the stains.
Yeah, the charring from the man's flaming body was still there on a large portion of the kind of the, I guess, the portion of the step that was the front of the step, if you will, not the top, but the front of the step. And there was only one step, so it was probably pretty easy to overlook that.
And then, you know, people, they're having a memorial, they're trying to put flowers in. You guys were just talking about how you put flowers in, and they immediately snap them up.
Yep.
Yes.
And then they're gone. You know, like
I stepped away for a moment. We were about to leave, and then I had forgotten something. So I started to come back, and they were gone by the time I turned around and came back. They were just, like, waiting for us to walk away, and then came out and snatched them all up.
You know what? You're just putting those flowers there. You're just putting those flowers there to further your own purposes. You just can't empathize.
If you look at the, you know, we had some little cards that said in memory of and stuff. There were no political statements on those cards. I mean, it was just.
They see that as a political statement because they know
acknowledging the person's existence. And their death, that was to them a political statement. They were trying to erase this person and erase the event and just whitewash it away, literally whitewash it away.
Yeah, but that's their actions. But let's take a look at the motivations. And let's say that a cop was killed on the front steps, or a city worker, killed himself or whatever.
We would not hear the end of it for weeks. It would be everywhere.
Placed a wreath or a flower on there. They'd repot that thing to make sure that it stayed there forever so that we would all remember that cop. We would all remember that bureaucrat.
There'd probably be a permanent memorial of some sort.
Right, exactly. This brings me to another thing I see every day on the freeways. You're driving around town here, and I remember that guy, there was a couple of brothers, I guess, in California who got arrested for putting up a temporary sign just kind of hanging in on the freeway overpass that said, taxes theft or something?
That's right. The Good Men Do Something guys, that's what they are on Facebook. Good Men Do Something is their Facebook page. Yep. They're still going to court for that.
Message like taxes theft or, end the war or something like that. And, boom, cops are there, arrest them, they're out of here. Every day, man, every day I'm out on the freeways, every single freaking overpass has, welcome home, Sergeant First Class, la, 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 and a bunch of American flags and missing in action flags, and those things stay up for months.
Well, don't you understand, Brian, when it's a memorial to a soldier or a police officer, it's not distracting to the drivers. It's only political signs that are distracting. Signs that have opinions are distracting to drivers.
It's clear that that is not public property. The term public property, of course, if you understand the meaning of what property is an oxymoron. And it's clear that that is not public property. It is property of the state. And the state is an entity separate from us peons.
It's an imaginary entity. I mean, it doesn't exist. It's just an idea.
This organization of people who control that property, it is not public property. There's an organization of people that control that property, and they are using it for their ends. And how dare we, little peons, little serfs, try to make use of that in any other way than they deem, acceptable.
Yeah.
Brian, other thoughts you want to share?
Well, I just wanted to show that contrast.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 800. That's a great point. This double standard that is so clear. Somebody gets in a car, there's some sort of a train wreck, and one person's a police officer. They're the ones with the parade, not the rest of the people. 1-800-259-9231. There's just something wrong there. Now, by the way, at the memorial today that I attended, they and others as well, it was, for the most part, a very peaceful occasion. When I arrived, however, I had noticed that somebody had done something that, there's occasionally some chalking done by activists up here, and people get all upset about the chalk, my God! Of course, it was actually raining today, and there was something that had been painted at the park. So somebody had come along with what appeared to be spray paint, and sprayed a memorial message to their friend. That's how upset people are over this. These people didn't vandalize the park previously, but somebody decided to put a permanent memorial message on one of the the blocks out there, one of the sidewalk blocks. And I'm sure it'll be painted over, just like the scar marks of this man that set himself on fire. But nonetheless, it's not going to be that easy for them to make this one go away either. So, all that said, cocaine is another factor here, and I think it might be interesting to touch on the addiction portion of this. In fact, Jay is on the line in Wyoming who wants to go there. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey. I just was going to relate a couple of stories I thought were odd from quite a few years ago when I used to be, like, pretty deep into the scene.
Okay. Cocaine, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was really into it. We'd shoot that stuff up, like, morning, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, pretty much.
Oh, boy.
And, well, one of the things that kind of relate to the show and freedom and all that was, back in Tucson, you're able to buy needles. It's pretty much up to the store owner if they're the pharmacist if they want to sell you needles or not, which is the way it should be, obviously. You should be able to make that decision. But
is that a statewide decriminalization measure, or is it a Tucson thing?
No, I'm pretty sure that they can. I mean, it's the person's discretion at the pharmacy at the time. I know it is at Walmart. It must be. It might be different policies for different stores. So, and you know, like obviously, you should, if it's your store, you should be able to decide. Mm-hmm. But as far as the attitudes of people go, I remember some friends of ours brought this girl over one time, and they're like, "Oh, you need to have her shoot up yours. She, blah blah blah. She's been shooting up this crap, whatever, you know." And so they sent me into a store one time, you know, and I wasn't able to buy it because they said, "Oh, we knew you're going to use it for cocaine." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Listen, you know, we got a girl out there, blah blah blah. She's probably going to do it anyways." So we went back to the house. I wasn't able to get to the needles.
Oh, man.
And they said, you know, whatever happens. And we told her, no, just wait. You know, we'll try another one later. We'll try another one later. Well, it was about an hour later. One of her other friends opened the bathroom door, and she had found a dirty rig inside of a beer can in the trash of our hotel room. And she had snuck that into the bathroom with some of the cocaine, and she was shooting that up.
Oh, God.
Well, people shoot up cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the
I haven't heard of cocaine being shot up.
Oh, it's just totally different. You should get see, like, you can tell I used to be kind of an addict on it, because even now my eyes light up. I'm like, oh, it's totally different. It's one of those drugs to where it changes the whole experience. It's like, you know, it's the one drug. Even heroin's kind of the same if you eat it, if you take it. But you shoot up cocaine, it's like the difference between night and day, man.
Jay, you didn't start there, though, right? You started by snorting it, I imagine.
Yeah, I snorted a couple times. Actually, I had shot up... I shot up like ketamine. I was into psychedelics before.
Uh-huh.
And so when I really found, like when I moved down to Arizona where there's a lot of those kind of like methamphetamine and cocaine and stuff like that, I was already in that mindset to where like, well, why am I going to do this? Well, I bypass all that crap and start shooting it.
Oh, boy.
But I have snorted it, and it's quite a big difference, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even like we shoot up crackheads and just watch them freak out, you know, like, oh my God.
So, wow, that's quite a lifestyle, man. And when did you finally get out?
I started mellowing out like about maybe 3 years ago before I moved out of Tucson. The quality went down, and it ended up like we had a really good supplier at that time. We knew a guy that brought it in from Mexico, his family. And kind of the price was the situation to where it didn't get as good and just kind of shifted out of it, you know?
Interesting. So there wasn't one particular event that that pushed you over the edge then?
No, I just, you know, kind of just moved on to doing different things.
Thanks, Jay. Stay safe out there, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story at 800-259-9231. Great example of how prohibition led a young lady who could have otherwise have done drugs in a safer manner to take extreme risks. Risks of AIDS, hepatitis. 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with more. Your thoughts certainly welcome, especially if you've got experience with addiction. It's Free Talk Live.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.